Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute. That's cute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sarah, what's the first song you think of when you hear the word summer?
Kirby and I are shimmying our shoulders. Summer loving. Had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
always have to be the man. I'm so sorry. I don't know why.
I love being the man. I love
in the relationship.
Being in drag. Just make me a man. I love Danny Zuko. Grease was literally my favorite movie growing up. Have I told you the story of when I went to go see Grease in the movie theater?
No.
You know, Janet was, like, very much into, like, themes.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Halloween was a whole ordeal. She always dressed up as the Wicked Witch of the West. I was always dressed up. We had Halloween parties. Everybody was required to dress up. We did, like, you know, bobbing for apples and ghost stories and all of those things. So when Grease was celebrating its 25th anniversary, I believe it was, like, 1998 or something, my mom was like, do you want to take a group of friends to go see Grease? And I'm like, yes. So I basically had just met some of my friends that were going to be my friends for life. One of them was my friend Emily Young. Okay, so here's another thing, Sarah. None of my friends actually listen to the podcast, which is like, I don't know if that's the same situation with you.
Yeah, no, it is. And I prefer it that way.
Admittedly, I do get a little sad when I realize my friends don't listen to my podcast, okay? Because it's like, I put a lot of time into this.
No, definitely. No, some of my friends do. I get a little nervous, but I guess I do have some friends who are like, oh, I like listening to your podcast because I feel like I'm hanging out with you and I haven't seen you in a while, So it's nice to hear what you're up to. So that's nice. But I do feel like my best friends don't listen to it, and I don't mind.
My
that.
Absolute best friends do not listen to the Los Angeles podcast, like, no. At all. One of those people is Emily Young. So I know she's never going to hear this. Emily Young.
Yes, you'll never hear it.
Bailey Schiffler. And, I mean, Jennifer Robles is, like, my best friend till the end of time since first grade. But, like, she already was, like, my best friend at that point, okay? And when I met Emily and Bailey, it was at a summer bowling party for Kim Wasson. And I remember, Emily was like, I'm Ems, this is Bales, what's your name? And I was like, Kirby. And they're like, Curbs, got it. And, like, that's how I got my nickname all through high school. And then when I met them, I was like, oh, like, I really like these girls. I'm going to invite them to the Grease party. And so, like, I was in a full-on poodle skirt. I think, like, at that point, Emily was starting to become, like, cool, popular girl. So I do not think she showed up in a poodle skirt. I think she just showed up, like, regular cute clothes. Like I think she was actually dressed kind of like a T-bird, but without the leather jacket.
I was going to say, I dressed up like, you know, poodle skirt, but I also like pink ladies, like, you know, black leggings, pink jacket. That was like the sexy Halloween costume.
Okay, so as you know, sexy is not in my vocabulary. So like, I was literally like poodle skirt, like homemade poodle skirt that one of our friend's moms made. Emily, Bailey, and the whole shebang were wearing, like, petal pushers and, like, a cute white top. And I was like, oh, they shop at Abercrombie. Like, I don't shop at Abercrombie. Anyways, we went and saw Grease in the theater, and my mom sat in front of us, and we sat a few rows behind, which is actually tragic to think back on. It breaks my heart.
It
actually
so
breaks
sad.
My heart to think of my poor mother. But she did it. She wanted to be there with us.
If Zoe makes me sit in a different row,
I will riot for you. No, I will riot.
And I'll leave.
I'll actually force myself to join you and just be with you and then let like her and all her little heathen friends in the back. But we witnessed like teenagers making out with each other in the corners of the movie theater, like during, you know, the ending number. Oh, and we were all like, our mouths were gaping open. Like we could not believe that these people were just like fully making out behind us. So we like were grabbing each other's arms. Anyways, that's a very pivotal memory in my life. Summer loving, summer nights, the whole Grease. Grease was sexual, Grease. Man. And people really wanted to get it on in the movie theater. But summer is a very special moment, isn't it?
It is. And summer, I have to say, if I had to pick a season, it's got to be my favorite beauty season.
It is your season. You are so summer. You're a summer beauty gal.
Even though I hate sweating and I hate being super hot, I also hate being super cold. Matt will tell you I have a very small window. He's always like, you have a very small window of comfort when it comes to temperature. And I was like, I know. Apologies. But I just love everything about summer beauty. You know, love that lightweight coverage. Obviously, all of the sunscreen, that, you know, sun-kissed, glossy sea salt water in your hair. I love it. I love it all.
And that's why today we are talking and actually answering your summer beauty questions. We haven't done this in a minute, but y'all wrote in on our Instagram, and some of these are from the Facebook group too, asking questions strictly about summer beauty. And we are so thrilled because this episode is sponsored by The Ultimates at Ulta Beauty. So everything that you will hear in this particular episode, you can find at your local Ulta Beauty or online at ulta.com. All right, let's get right into it.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, first question. How do you keep press-on nails on? I feel like when I put them on, they never last as long as they say they're supposed to. Any tips? Wink, wink. Love that question. You know, Kirby and I have used press-on nails fair share in our lives, but we wanted to consult an expert, so we spoke to Brittany Boyce, celebrity nail artist. She does Megan Fox, MGK, Olivia Rodrigo, does it all. I asked her, like, what do we need to do? What are people doing wrong? So the long and short of it, I keep making these nail puns. I cannot be stopped. is you need to give yourself like a manicure at home, okay? Before you put on your press-ons. Not a fancy one, just, you know, prep the nails. So the nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
So the first thing you want to do, clip your nails so that they're short. Not super, super short, but just not super long. Obvious, for obvious reasons, you don't want it to like be longer than your press-on nail. You also, it's just prepping, cleaning your nails. Then you're going to buff the entire nail bed. And then after you do that, you will clean them with an alcohol pad, which typically with most press-on nail kits, they will include a little alcohol pad. Mm-hmm. If not, you can, you know, use regular like alcohol on like a cotton pad. So make sure your nail beds are clean and dry. All right.
Yep.
Once you are done doing that, this is a very important step. You are going to lay out the press-on nails and find ones that match the size of your nail bed best. Do not just wing it. Do not just wing it. Because that is step number, or mistake number one. Because if you're just like doing it as you go, it's not going to last longer than probably the end of how long it takes you to do
your dump them all out and like match. And see, and get them as close as possible, because then you're going to file them down.
Exactly. You got to customize it. Customize the experience for you, just like you would applying falsies.
Yes.
You know, not all eyes are created equal. Like, I definitely have to cut mine, because I used to make that mistake in high school where I would apply the false lashes and there would be like a little tail at the end
hanging off the side, and I even customize them for each individual eye, because one eye has a shorter length than the other.
See what we're doing here? Customize it. Okay. Correct. So what Kirby said, file them down on the sides to make sure it fits your nail bed. This is going to ensure that it lasts hopefully as long as it says, which is typically like 2 weeks sometimes. Figure it out. the perfect match for each nail bed. You file them down. Then you are going to apply nail glue to both your nail, your natural nail, and then the back of the press-on nail to make sure there's no gaps. And then you're going to push it down onto your nail bed for like 20 seconds. Okay? Put on a good old Netflix show, Kardashians on Hulu.
Yes.
It's going to take a little bit of time, but it's worth it. It's worth it. And last but not least, invest in some nice quality press-ons. There's so many amazing press-on brands now, especially at Ulta.
The pandemic really put press-ons on the forefront. Like, we have some of the best press-ons ever now because of the pandemic, because nobody was getting their nails professionally done.
And then, like, people now, I feel like there's still a good amount who don't go to the nail salons even though they're open and are just continuing to do the press-on thing.
Yes, totally. Like, for instance, Kiss is one of my favorite press-on brands. When I was in Texas at the beginning of May, I had a nail pop off. Because y'all know I get my nails professionally done like every 4 weeks with the gel extensions and the builder gel. And I needed something real quick. So I got this really pretty like pastel purple that went on my index finger. And the rest of my nails were like this bright orange, but it was like a little, you know, color blocking situation. Kiss also makes these press-ons called the Salon Acrylic Natural, and they're totally clear. So if you want to paint your own nails a specific color, that's a great option. They're only $6. They also make these, this line called the Classy Nails, and they're different variations of French. So there's like ombre French, traditional French, like the V French. And they're literally like $8 or $9. It's so inexpensive and they're so easy to apply, and I reuse them. If they pop off, I put them on.
Another brand that's amazing that Ulta carries is Glamnetic. I've been like very into the French, but I will say I got a French mani like years ago before it started becoming trendy again. So I just wanted to put that out there. But
they were basic back then, Sarah. But now
they were basic back then. No, but like 3 years ago. Okay. I was like in the sweet spot.
But also when I
was in like middle school and going to like Happy Nails, and then they'd do the French, and then they'd put the Hawaiian flower for $5, and I'd be like, oh my god, I can't afford this. So anyways, love a French mani, especially like having fun like with pops of color. And Glamnetic makes these super cute sprinkles press-on nails. They're $15, but they are reusable. And yeah, it just, if you are the type of person who loves, you know, nail art and switching up your nail look as often as, you know, Kirby and I do, the press-on nails are such a good option that's affordable and fun.
I just want to note one more thing. They have static nails at Ulta, y'all. They're reusable. They're more on the expensive side. They range between $18 to $20, but I feel like they don't have the issue where the paint chips like some other press-ons can. They come in this like really beautiful box with each like individual product laid out so you can see exactly what there is. They have like holographic colors. They have French. They have coffin.
Super chic.
Yes.
Very like on trend.
Super on trend. Almond. They have so many different varieties. I highly, highly recommend static nails.
This is a Kirby question. Please enlighten me.
How do I keep my makeup from setting in my smile lines on a hot summer day? All right. As I've mentioned in a previous episode, I think I may have dry skin and not oily skin. And I learned this from Melissa Herkman, my friend and makeup artist.
It's like you're traumatized by learning the news. It's like you're going to walk into like a grocery store and be like, I just need to tell you, you're to the cash register. You're like, I just learned.
Like, I have dry skin. Who am I? Okay, so one thing that Melissa did with my makeup, and y'all can go check out, like I posted this on my Instagram story, but she did my makeup at 12 p.m. The Hailey Bieber Road party was at 8 p.m. My makeup lasted literally...
Confirmed your makeup looked incredible at 8 p.m.
Thank you. And then at 2 a.m., my makeup was still going strong, not a smudge to be seen. I mean, it was lasting. And she told me straight up, she was like, listen, I can't do it closer to the party time, but I can come over at 12 and I promise you it will last. And when I went to the Half Magic party, she also did my makeup, and that makeup lasted as well. So this is what she did. She, and this is like, I guess, my recommendation to everyone. Treat your skin like it is super, super dry. Like overly moisturized. Like
even if it's not.
Even if it's not. Like put on a layer, let it set, and then put on another layer of moisturizer. Like go to effing town, okay? Let it soak up in your skin. They have so many amazing moisturizers at Ulta Beauty. I would say like First Aid Beauty is a great option. They have a ton. Like literally just go online right now. Then use a mattifying primer in your T-zone. I know NYX makes one that's like $6. She told me don't use a mattifying moisturizer. You want to use a hydrating moisturizer and then a mattifying primer only in the T-zone and then in your smile lines. This is going to help to keep the product from moving around on the face while still keeping your skin very hydrated. And it, that product that I found online is NYX Shine Killer, and it lives up to its name. Faux show.
Love to see it.
Then you're going to go in with your foundation and you're going to apply where you need it. So this is not like caking on the foundation. You're literally going to go in the areas where you may have hyperpigmentation or an acne scar or a pimple or whatever, under eyes, wherever, and apply your makeup, buff it out either with a brush. You can also use a sponge or your Leia if you happen to have one. And then from there, you're going to set. So one thing to note is that if you're using a cream bronzer, you want to set on top of it with a powder bronzer.
Okay.
If you're going to use a cream blush, set on top of it with a powder blush. Because chances are, if it's a hot summer day, you're going to be like kind of, you know, sweating anyways. You're going to get that glow. You don't want to go too ham with the cream because cream in general is just going to move around on your face.
Yeah, slip and slide.
If you have a powder that you like that's not just completely translucent, that can also help keep your foundation in place, especially in areas like your smile lines. And I think we should have Melissa on the podcast because she was giving me a rundown of all the different types of powders that she uses. She's like, this one is perfect for under eye because it brightens. This one's great for setting your foundation. And then this one's great for just blotting and absorbing oil. And I'm like, what? I use the same powder for literally everything.
Seriously, I had no idea.
Like the way she does my makeup has changed my makeup game. Then you want to set the hell out of this look. So you're going to grab, no surprise here, Urban Decay All Nighter.
Tried and true.
Go to town. Spray, 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 spray. If you're doing it earlier in the day, like throughout the rest of the day, just use that to set your makeup, okay? And I would make sure that it is a setting spray. Do not use a mist that's supposed to hydrate.
No misting.
No glass skin spray from Peach and Lily, which you can also get at Ulta Beauty.
Love it, but not here. Not.
You need to have it be a setting spray.
Use it in the beginning when you're trying to moisturize, overly moisturize, and hydrate your skin. I just want to add that the new setting spray that Urban Decay came out with, the All Nighter Brightening one with vitamin C in it, I think Kirby and I talked about it when it launched. We were like, we don't really need, you know, a setting spray with vitamin C in it, but I don't really even care for the vitamin C. The smell of it is so refreshing and I think is a really good setting spray for summer.
Yes, I love it too. I think it's great. It's an unsung hero. I enjoy using it a lot as well. I do not use it for the vitamin C, but I like it a lot.
Amazing. Wow, all good to know. Had no idea. Thank you, Kirby. I have to fill in my eyebrows due to overplucking, and I can't get my eyebrow pencil to stay on. Any suggestions? Okay, I feel you. I have been here, and I have a few suggestions. So, first and foremost, I think I want to ask you, are you setting your brows with anything after you use the pencil? Because for me, for example, like my eyebrow hairs are pretty fine. And if I were to just only use an eyebrow pencil in like 2-3 hours, especially on a hot summer day, my eyebrows will be gone. Like there's no way that's going to last. So I typically will use a eyebrow gel or a wax to set my brows. So after I use a pencil or, you know, a powder or a pomade, I will go in with the Benefit 24-Hour Brow Setter product. That one's for maybe a more natural looking brow. If I want that more like laminated brow look, you know, Kirby and I love Anastasia Beverly Hills' Brow Freeze. Such a good one, especially I think for summer. Like if you got like a festival to go to, you know, a wedding all day, you know, that one's a really, really good one. NYX has the brow glue, which I think, Kirby, you said you have used before. I have not.
And it was a wife.
And, oh, it was your wife. Okay. Well, there you know. That's yep. How you know it's the real deal. So
it was a wife.
Definitely, you know, don't just stop with the pencil. Set with something. Another suggestion that I have that's worked for me personally is using like a brow pomade, like the Benefit Brow Waterproof Brow Pomade. That one I really, really love. Or tried and true, again, Anastasia Beverly Hills Dip Brow. It is like that product taught me how to do my brows like properly. So that definitely like will be better and longer lasting than just a pencil. But if you want to, you know, extend it, use that and then set it with one of the products that I mentioned previously. So you just got to take a little bit more time.
Take a little time. I'd also make two more suggestions. Make sure if you're trying to like accentuate your brows, make sure to tint your brows, because especially in the summer, sometimes the tips of your brows can be bleached, even if you have very dark, coarse hair. I have very dark, coarse eyebrow hair, and I'm always shook at how more full my eyebrows look mm-hmm. when I tint them, because it just catches those little... And same thing for your eyelashes. I always see a professional to get my eyelashes tinted, but like the tips of your lashes and brows, they can sometimes be bleached. So go ahead and do a tint. Ardell makes a brow tint that you can get at Ulta Beauty that's $15. It comes in 4 different shades. And then to Sarah's point about like brows coming off during the summer, I would make sure that like prior to putting anything on your brow, run your powder brush through your brow hairs to eliminate any oil or moisturizer or anything that could prevent the actual product from sticking to your skin. You don't have to add powder. You just literally need to take your powder brush with the excess powder on it and run it through, and maybe even like try a primer, like a mattifying primer in the brow. That may cause like
some flaking.
Not even flakes, but like breakouts. I like know some people are like kind of sensitive.
Totally.
So you want to be careful with that. But it's another suggestion that I've done personally. It worked for me, but I also don't need to use it.
Mm, that's a good point. I also want to add to your suggestion about tinting. You can go to the Benefit Brow Bar at specific Ulta locations and you can get your brows tinted.
Love to hear it. Absolutely love to hear it.
I feel like that's such a... I feel like I need to do that this summer. Just makes life so much easier.
Let's go together. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for walking us through that. Sarah, now it's time. Favorite cream or liquid brush... Wow, blushes for summer. Okay.
Where do we begin?
Freaking love a cream blush. If you're not making cream blushes, I...
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing? So Fenty is now available at Ulta. Hallelujah. And they make the Cheeks Out blushes. And there is a shade that completely changed my blush game. So normally I'm like a soft baby pink or like coral girl, you know? A little pinky baby. Well, they sent me all of the Cheeks Out blushes when they first launched. And there is a color called Fuego Flush. It is a bright pumpkin orange. And it has, and they say it's a soft tangerine with a shimmer. But this is like pumpkin orange to me, okay? It was so, so, so bright. And I was like, oh, I'll save this for Halloween. But like in my head, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But then one day I was like, I just want to see what this looks like. And y'all, it just makes you look tan and bronzed. if you're using a bronzer, a cream bronzer, a powder bronzer, whatever, and you just want to have a glow, this just kind of takes that to the next level, especially on your cheek area. It doesn't give you like the sunburn trend where it's like everybody loves that like kind of sunburnt look.
It's like orange blush gives you warmth.
Yes, the warmth that you need. And I know that women that have like melanated skin and like deeper skin tones, like they're like, this is nothing new for us, Kirby. But for me, as like a Caucasian woman, I'm like orange, like clutching my pearls. And then I'm using it and I'm going, oh, crap. Like, where has this been all my life? So freaking love it. Again, it's called Fuego Flush. There's also a blush that I have not tried, Sarah, but I'm literally going to Ulta tonight to pick it up because I...
Tell me, Moss. Okay,
so we know Becky G, our girl. You light me up sometimes like the 4th of July. That was wow. That was so off. That was so off. I'm embarrassed. I can't even, if this lives in the edit, so be it. But like, I'm embarrassed.
We're keeping it.
Well, Becky G, singing in the shower. She has an incredible Halloween song that's on my Halloween playlist, which I will play for you come the month of October. Like, it's iconic. It's with will.i.am. She has a beauty brand. And it's called Tres Luce Beauty.
It's super cute.
They make a bunch of amazing eyeliner shades. If y'all are looking, it's called Intenso Gel Liner. There's 15 colors. It ranges from like black to like lemon yellow. Okay. So if like you really need a bright eyeliner, check out this brand. They make this product called Ready to Bounce Cream Blush. And when I was looking on the Ulta website, I wanted to stick my finger in this blush so bad. There's 6 shades, it's $16, and it says it has this unique jelly textured formula. Tell me that you don't want to stick your finger in a jelly textured blush.
I mean, you had me at Ready to Bounce.
Exactly.
You had me there, and then when you say jelly, give it to me. I'm doing this with my fingers because I want to touch it.
So it says that it actually gives you this like beautiful velvety powdery finish, but that you can use it with your fingers or your favorite blush brush, and it's going to stay all day because it is a stain that can be used on the cheeks or the lips.
Oh.
And I was reading the reviews on Ulta's website, and some people were like, it stained my finger. I'm like, babes.
What tint does not stain your finger? You got to wash your hands always. But
read the instructions. But like, I mean, people are obsessed. They're like, this has amazing pigment. I only used to use powder blushes. I'm using this now because it has so much more pigment. It has the perfect amount of pigmentation. It lasts so well. So I'm going to hang up this Zoom and run over to my nearest Ulta because I want it so, so bad.
Maybe I'll do the same.
Yeah, it looks incredible. Like, sign me up. There's these like gorgeous shades. Like, I mean, like I said, I'm a light coral girl. Out the door looks like my perfect shade. And then of course, you know, Ulta has the tried and true brands like NARS Orgasm.
And I have to say, I really love the liquid blush that they have. I think they only comes in Orgasm, unfortunately.
Yes.
I would love for it to come in the orange blush shade that I love from NARS that only Taj is in powder Mahal. Right now. But Taj Mahal, little 16-year-old Sarah Tan, spending her hard-earned Macaroni Girl hostess money.
Wait, okay. You were a hostess at Macaroni Grill. Did you work at any other restaurants?
No, that was my first and last. And I feel sad about it because I didn't even get to like wait, you know, like, and I think that every person in their life should have some sort of food service job where they serve food, because I think you learn so much. It makes you like a good person.
Yes.
And so I feel like, I mean, I did get a little bit of it, but I feel like I needed a little bit more. But I did, I worked so many jobs. I was an assistant at a vet. Well, I thought I wanted to be a vet immediately. Aww. No, after like 2 days. Oh, it was like, this is depressing and sad.
Oh, no.
Disgusting
no,
as well.
No.
And then Nordstrom. And that's where I went into debt because I spent all my money at the beauty counters and Brass Plum. But Kirby, we have this in common.
We do. I used to work at a restaurant, precious age of 17. I started as a hostess. I went in to apply to be a hostess. After 2 days, they're like, we're putting you on the floor. I'm like, cool. Give me the tips. Sure. Give me all the tips.
That's where the money's at.
3 months in, they asked me if I want to be a bartender. Mind you, I'm still 17 years old.
That is illegal.
Highly. The TABC was on their case. However, I did learn how to make a few drinks behind the bar. And luckily for everyone, I was not behind the bar very long. As a 17-year-old, I had never had a sip of alcohol. I was a little prude in high school.
Little in some aspects. Babe.
Alcohol being one. Yeah. And I did not know what anything tasted like. Okay. So I was making drinks, not knowing what they tasted like. I was taught how to make the frozen margaritas. And my boss at the time was like, okay, you're going to make these margaritas. You're going to make a ton of tips, whatever. Great. Well, my first day behind the bar by myself, I'm in there early. Because you know, like the restaurant opens, but then like the bar is still kind of like getting ready.
Yeah. Also, like the fact that you're making margaritas by yourself with no one else there is just like completely mind-boggling.
It's actually wild. It's wild times. I'm sure times have changed since I've been there.
Yeah, that's not happening.
But I remember my boss, they served someone, I guess on staff, one of the drinks to try. And my boss came out and was like, Kirby, what the hell is in this margarita? And he went back and looked at the tape. And
instead
of putting 2 pounds of sugar that you're supposed to put in the frozen margaritas, I put 2 pounds of salt in the margaritas. And again, I wouldn't have known any difference.
He's not like, taste it. And then also, even if you did taste it,
I would not know the difference. I'm like, oh, this tastes like shit. Great. I never want to drink this again. Like, I would not have known.
Yeah.
So that was my short-lived experience behind the bar. But I did continue to work at and I was a great server. And I do highly recommend anyone with grown children that need a job, get them into food service. It will teach them the right things. It humbles them. They learn interpersonal skills. You have to talk to people that you don't know. You have to serve them and make them happy. You also have
cleaning.
To deal cleaning. So much cleaning. You have to be able to communicate effectively with other people on your team.
That's like time management of it all, making sure you're spending, you know, you're checking in with the tables.
Sometimes you have to give money back to people. Math.
Oh, no. Yeah. Math. No. Absolutely
math.
Not.
Math. So, I could not and you will always, if you're a server, you will always tip at bare minimum 20%. You will always tip 20% because you know, even if they're crappy, you know that this is their livelihood. So you will always at minimum tip 20%.
Oh, totally.
We've literally gone on a whole tirade off of Taj Mahal blush, but clearly this blush was integral to your upbringing.
It was. And it's why I still like definitely have, I have some, I well, so for me, like I can't wear that in my opinion, like pink blushes are like, it's like a little bit too chalky on me sometimes the way it looks. So I definitely gravitate more towards like the oranges, corals.
Yes. And this is a burnished orange with golden shimmer.
It's like extremely orange, but I still love it. And I hope that it comes out in a liquid blush. All of that to say that.
Wait, do you understand that you can try on this blush on Ulta.com right now? I'm in the glam lab about to try this on.
Oh my God, try it on.
I'm trying.
I wish that I could see it.
I cannot wait. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to do a screen record once I do this, but wow.
It definitely has like maybe a little bit more shimmer than maybe is popular right now for blushes.
I think it's pretty.
But I think it's fun. Pick it up. Pick it up while you're there getting the ready to bounce.
Okay.
Last question. A great question. A question I feel like we get asked every summer. How often should you be washing your hair during the warmer months? And what are your favorite dry shampoo recommendations? We have spoken to many a hairstylist, many a dermatologist, because maybe you have learned that if you have a scalp issue, you should be going to a dermatologist because that is under their purview. Anyone will tell you
yes,
that you really should be washing your hair probably every other day, especially if you are sweating and being active, especially if you are using like dry shampoos, texturizing sprays, any sort of styling product. You really need to make sure that you're getting all that out for your scalp health. And so we stand by the rule of washing your hair every other day. I mean, obviously sometimes like you can go every 2 days. I wouldn't go past that though.
In the midst of the pandemic, during my deep spiraling depression, I was definitely not washing my hair every other day.
Yeah.
But now that I have bangs and we're out of, well, we're not out of the pandemic, excuse me, but we are finding some normal semblance of life, I wash my hair, I would say, every other day now. I still utilize my shower cap, which I'm obsessed with, to preserve the blowout that I use with my Dyson Airwrap, which the new one is so good. It is so good, y'all. And here's my other fast and friendly tip. If you already have a Dyson Airwrap, just wait until the fall, until those accessories come out. Don't buy a new one. Just wait until the attachments are available for purchase. But yes, I am now subscribed to the every other day hair washing schedule. Sometimes I can prolong it, but remember, your hair grows out of your scalp.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your scalp is nice and clean.
Listen.
Not overly clean, but clean.
We went for a good few years too ham with the dry shampoo. Like with the powders, with the sprays. People were bragging about, you know, not having washed their hair for like a week.
14 days. People were going crazy.
Yeah. It's just a little bit too much. So that is our recommendation. Some of our favorite dry shampoos. Okay. Living Proof. Again, tried and true.
So Living Proof always reminds me of Chris McMillan and Jennifer Aniston. Is Jen still related to the brand now that Lola V exists? Probably not.
I don't know. I don't think so. And that's perhaps why they're working with...
Collins.
Lily Collins. Oh my God. I was like, Phil Collins, yeah, Lily Collins. What I thought
too. So Living Proof, their PhD dry shampoo is incredible. It is expensive. Like they have two sizes. One's $28. One is $41. I think in our Facebook group, or maybe it was a different beauty Facebook group, people were asking if it was reformulated because they felt like it was different. And I posted about that on my Instagram, and the PR for Living Proof actually reached out to me and was like, no, maybe they picked up the new and improved version. So this is the Living Proof is the number one prestige dry shampoo, and it's supposed to actually clean the hair. It absorbs and removes oil, sweat, and odor, and it can make your hair look, feel, and smell clean. Then there is the Perfect Hair Day Advanced Clean Dry Shampoo. It is $30. It says it cleans the hair as well as a rinse out shampoo. It says that it adds touchable softness. Listen, I've been using it, so do I know if it works as well as actually shampooing my hair? I don't think so.
Like, is there anything better than rinsing out your hair? No, but...
Totally. But I do like it, especially for my bangs. It says it refreshes the scalp and provides pollution protection. There's all these, like, consumer perception studies, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so here's my suggestion when using a dry shampoo.
No, not going to work.
Don't just spray it and massage with your fingers and walk away. Like, if you want that, like, second day hair to look good, you hold it 6 inches away from your scalp and you lift with the opposite hand for the section of your hair and do little spritzes from 6 inches away. You massage a little bit with your fingers. If you have bangs like me, you kind of like come from behind your head and kind of like shake them up and then spray a little bit. And then you bust out your hair dryer and use a brush. And you blow dry your hair with the dry shampoo. And that's going to give you that second day hair. Especially like if you were in the shower using a shower cap and you have like some humidity along the edges, like the front hairline, or, you know, underneath the hair in the back at the nape of the neck. Or if you've been sweating, if you went to go work out, like maybe you go to the gym in the morning before work, or you go to the gym after work and then need to go to an event, make sure that you utilize the dry shampoo with the hair dryer. That's gonna make all the difference with the hair.
Totally. And for me personally, for my hair, I will brush through it after I spray the dry shampoo. So I'll spray from a distance, rub it in, then I'll brush it through, and then I'll usually style it again. So that's me. But obviously, if you were trying to preserve your blowout, like, you wouldn't want to brush through your hair. But I find that it basically, you know, it makes the dry shampoo absorb more evenly. So yeah, I also want to add that I love Clorane. I have been using the Clorane volumizing dry shampoo with flax. It's in this lavender can. Love it. They also have a detox dry shampoo with aquatic mint, an oil control dry shampoo with nettle for dark hair, which is probably what I should be using.
Yeah, same. It's in a green. I mean, admittedly, before I was brunette, when people are like, what dry shampoo doesn't leave a white residue? I'm like, don't care because I'm blonde. Ha ha. Sorry. I was incredibly rude. I was rude. Just slapped myself on the wrist
Absolutely.
For that.
Absolutely.
Now I understand rude. The pain.
Now you know.
And Clorane is just such a good dry shampoo. It is also in the $20 to $30 range, so definitely a little bit more prestige pricing for a dry shampoo. But, like, it does not leave your hair chalky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important to me.
Totally. And then throwing in, like, a really affordable one, not Batiste. Your mother's.
Oh!
We have two!
Wow, I was going to say Batiste is a good one.
Batiste and Not Your Mother's. Both super affordable, like, if you are someone that goes through dry shampoo very quickly, those are some good options as well.
And lest we forget, the one we talk about nonstop, the super dry shampoo from
Way.
It's there.
It's a good one.
And in our hair. It's there and in our hair. All right. Those are our summer beauty questions. If you have any other questions, or maybe you have a wife that you want to share with us, please call our hotline.
I would love to do a summer Glamgelina wife. So then call our hotline, 424-341-0426.
Okay, so call us on your cell phone, send us a text, leave us an email, losangelespodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And just remember, everything that you heard about today, you can get at Ulta Beauty or Ulta.com, or shop it on our Shop Our Shelf. We're going to link literally everything we just talked about. And you can find the Shop Our Shelf in our show notes.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. Gloss Angeles was created by us, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It's part of the Acast Network and licensed by Vice Media Group.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.